The U.S. Supreme Court has begun hearing a case that could have a big impact on public worker unions in New York. Karen DeWitt reports.
The case, known as Janus v. AFSCME, was brought by Mark Janus, a public employee in Illinois. He's challenging a state's policy of requiring that he pay union dues to the Illinois branch of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, even though he does not want to be a member. Janus and his lawyer say the mandatory payments violate his First Amendment right to not be compelled to fund political speech. Ken Jardin, with the fiscal watchdog group the Empire Center, says the reasoning in the case is that the union, through collective bargaining and other lobbying activities, finances speech that is intended to influence the government.
The question is whether the money taken from people against their will can be used to lobby the government in any form.
Union leaders, though, see it as much more than a simple constitutional issue. They say it's an ideological threat to their existence. Mario Salento, the leader of New York State's AFL-CIO, says Janus's legal fees are subsidized by several groups funded by major figures in the conservative movement, including the Koch brothers.
None of these organizations are necessarily friendly to organized labor. And when I say it's an attack on all working people, the situation is basically this. Those in the top 1% in corporate America do not like the fact that unions, in fact, not only improve the lives of working men and women, but they raise the standard of living and quality of life for all working people.
If Janus wins the case, the Empire Center's Jardin says it could weaken New York's public worker unions. They represent about 1.2 million people. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.